It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The state's budget committee declined to discuss forever chemicals and healthcare funding. Wedding Barnes sued the state over new liquor license laws. Rice Lake's downtown sidewalk repairs have been postponed to start tomorrow. And Burnett County remains the only Wisconsin county without the emerald ash borer invasive beetle. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. At the Capitol, the legislature's budget committee met on Tuesday. Bob Haig tells us more.
But the committee's Republican majority did not take up forever chemicals or health care funding for Western Wisconsin as requested by Governor Tony Evers.
We will not be discussing PFAS or HSHS today. The governor does not have the authority to compel us to meet.
Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline pointing a finger at the Democratic governor.
You know, we're not holding anything up. The governor vetoed those bills.
The dispute between Evers and Republican lawmakers on how to allocate $125 million budgeted for PFAS remediation is now months old, and it appears local governments will not see any of that funding released this year. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A pair of wedding barns sued the state of Wisconsin on Tuesday, seeking to block enactment of a new law requiring them to get liquor licenses similar to other establishments that host events. They argue that because they don't serve beer or alcohol themselves, but rather allow wedding parties to bring their own, they should not be subject to the same regulations that bars and taverns face. Owners and operators of wedding barns tried unsuccessfully last year to kill the law that overhauled regulation of the state's multi-billion dollar liquor industry. The changes, which had been worked on for years, had buy-in from both Republicans and Democrats, large and small brewers, wholesalers, and retailers. Farmview Event Barn, located in Berlin, and Monarch Valley Wedding and Events in Blair filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. President Joe Biden returns to Wisconsin today. Biden is scheduled to deliver remarks at Gateway Technical College in Sturtevant at noon. He's expected to highlight the scaled-up Microsoft data center development in Mount Pleasant and perhaps contrast that with the underperforming Foxconn project supported by former President Donald Trump, who held a campaign rally last week in Waukesha. The White House also announced that Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee a week from Thursday. These will be the fourth trips to Wisconsin for Harris and Biden, a sign of the state's critical importance in their bid for a second term. Work to replace defective sections of newly laid sidewalk pavement in downtown Rice Lake has been postponed. Main Street project engineer Michael Van Gilder said weather has delayed the work and crews will start the work on Thursday, and it will likely extend into Monday, May 13th. In the coming weeks, there will also be 2 one-day closures of Main Street downtown to replace defective decorative lighting at Newton and Eau Claire Streets. Specific dates have not yet been announced. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by animal welfare advocates seeking to invalidate Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Stephen Elke threw out the case on Monday. The lawsuit accused Wisconsin wildlife officials of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. The lawsuit was filed by the Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance, also known as Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. The group claimed board members improperly met with other advocacy groups outside of board meetings, even if no quorum was ever together at once. Judge Stephen Elke rejected the claim, saying that ruling in favor of the alliance would invalidate most proceedings of any government committee if members couldn't get information on their own. Elke ruled from the bench, granting a motion to dismiss, followed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and its board. The group could file an appeal. There's now only one county in Wisconsin free of the emerald ash borer beetle. Raymond Newport has a story.
WJFW-TV reports that the beetle was found in Washburn and Taylor counties. That leaves Burnett County in far northwest Wisconsin as the last place the invasive beetle hasn't spread. The Department of Natural Resources ended its statewide quarantine on moving firewood last year. Experts say once the beetle is in an area, it's only a matter of time before all elm trees are killed by the pest. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.